Our MLA, Jeremy Valeriote, and his party have done a deal with the BCNDP that includes regional transit in the sea to sky. Great start, but it won't even put a dent on the idiocy of wanton development of the corridor that has been unchecked without anyone thinking about the increases we need in infrastructure. Lions Bay. Has anyone done the math on that one? A bus between Squamish and Whistler and Pemberton does zero to solve the real issue of moving goods and people from the Greater Vancouver Regional District. People commute daily from the city. People come and play here daily. Millions of them annually. How does regional transit help? The sea to sky is in danger of becoming overdeveloped. Our municipalities seem to think highways are a provincial responsibility. Well, they are. The same municipalities balk at the idea of doing anything beyond their districts as they offload any responsibility to Victoria while allowing more development to be approved. Development cost charges, DCC, are not going to regional infrastructure. That is a fact. Should DCCs go into regional coffers? Yup. Should the entire British Columbia Municipal Act be torn up and rewritten? Absolutely. That isn't happening anytime soon, so let's work with what we have. We need to be like the rest of the planet, where trains rule. If our MLA brings forward real measures to improve the flow of people from the city northward, then he will have the support from us all here in sea to sky country. Even me, a diehard conservative. Patrick Smith, Whistler.